later, and she the one give them to me, you know.
Yeah.
But I paint for the woman. And them pictures been painted since Christmas. Been there since Christmas. Mm. The weather been so bad, I reckon. And she ain't never come at him. And I was gonna call and ask her how she ain't come at him.
No, no, I'll call if you want me to.
Yeah, because I don't know.
How many pictures you got?
I got four. Four or five. But it ain't for her, but it's she in charge of it.
Okay, what I put was just witness and put my name and address mm-hmm. down there. So I'll make it when I get back. Well, let me see if I can get her on the phone. And tell her you got them ready. If she wants me to bring them, I'll take them with me. Yep, I'm going to go to Mardi Gras tomorrow.
Mardi Gras, you ain't that Mardi Gras. But that's New Orleans, huh?
I'm not going to New Orleans. I'm going to Morgan City. They have a Mardi Gras down there, too.
Oh.
And a lady friend of mine and I are going and visit her daughter. And that's who I'm going to take one of those pictures to. Of you and me.
Bet she ain't it.
Hey, R.B. Dee Dee, baby. How you? Listen, I'm down at Clementine's, and she says that she has four paintings for a friend of yours. Okay, so what you're saying is you don't think they want these?
It can be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she can't change her background. Huh? Oh, I haven't seen them. She hadn't shown them to me yet. But I thought you... So you think they may still want them? Okay, well, I'll look on there and see what... Where are they? Let me see them. She said that you didn't do something they wanted you to do, and she's going
to
come talk
to you.
Well, I don't
know what they're talking
about. Have you still got the note that they wrote about what they wanted?
Yeah.
Let me see what she's talking about.
And if she don't want them, I'll be glad.
Well, if she doesn't want them, I was going to see if I wanted them, you know. But she says she'll be here Monday.
Oh, sure. She's been coming here every day.
Okay, you want me to come in
there? I can't put all this thing on. Just tell me what the pen, that's a good head of pen, so
yeah,
I don't need
it. Yeah, I think so, too. That's
Cause I can't be worried with all this.
That's too much to expect you to, what color background and what color to do this. And
some of the background, you can put the pen you want on it. Cause you see, you got to put the pen to match that. Mm-hmm. And you can't, right. not like that. Right. So I said, well, if she don't want them, I don't care, I'll be glad.
Well, if she doesn't want them, somebody else will buy them, you know.
Yeah, somebody else will sell them, hey, boy.
Listen, I was out to Tommy's house, Tommy Whitehead's house. Last Sunday when I left here, you know, he told me on the phone there was this woman coming to town. Well, when I got home, Tommy called me, and the lady was out at Tommy's house. And so I went out there to see her, and Tommy showed me the painting that you did, two of them that he bought, mm-hmm. and I liked them both. One was the snow, the fishing in the snow, but the other one I especially liked, and if you ever paint it again, let me know, because I want to buy it from you. Do you remember the other one? It was you and Francois in the front yard, and the sugar cane?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Make your sugar cane?
Mm-hmm.
If you ever paint that one again, I'd like to buy it from
you. Yeah, Tommy got that one with the snow.
Yeah. I liked it. I liked both of them. He liked them both.
And he said, don't you paint nobody else now.
I told him I had one in the snow too, but mine was different from yours. Mine's a snowman. That Tommy's a rascal.
Yeah, he's something else. He's good though. Yeah. He's a good boy.
Listen, Clementine, I've got three paintings in the car that you painted a long time ago. I think I'll go get them, if you will, and let you tell me about them. Like those three we had last Sunday, you remember? And I'll bring them in here and let you just talk into this thing for me, if you will. Let me go get them. I got right tickled. I was in the grocery store. As soon as I went in the A&P, I saw him. I guess he had his wife. Is that his wife?
His wife was uh-huh.
And a little boy? Yeah. He got a little boy? And he went on by me, and I said, hey, Junior. And he spoke to me, and I went on one way, and he went the other way. And a few minutes, I got back to the meat counter. And he was there, and we said something else again, and then he went one way, and I went the other way. And then we bumped into each other again over around the milk counter over there, and I said, well, it looks like we're all buying the same thing. And he started laughing. He said, yeah, we got to hurry and get something to eat before you buy it all up. And then when I got ready to leave and got in the checkout line, they were right ahead of me in the checkout line. Anyway, I didn't know. Does he just have one child?
No, that ain't his.
That's not his?
That's hers, though.
Does he have any children?
Yeah. Not with him. Mm. With his other wife. Mm. Yeah, that's the second.
This is his second wife? Mm. He doesn't have any with her?
No, he had one with her, but she...
Now, he's Jackie's...
Son.
Son. Mm. How many children does Jackie have?
Jack had four. She got...
Dolores, I know, and...
Dolores and Willie.
That's the one in Baton Rouge.
Uh-huh, and Frank.
Frank.
And Junior.
And Junior, okay. Frank's the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
Then Dolores. And
the baby.
Who's younger, Junior or Dolores? Who's the oldest, Junior?
Dolores. Junior the oldest.
He's the oldest of all of them?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look very old.
He ain't that old.
Do you remember this? You don't remember this?
Let me see.
I bought this from you. This was the fourth painting I ever bought from you.
Let's see what that is.
I came down to your house one day and you had that. And I said, Clementine, I never have seen one of those before. And you know what you told me?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you tell me?
What?
You told me you weren't ever going to paint any more of those.
Yeah, that's what I said, because I don't know myself what that is. I just made that up. You know, when you sitting down painting,
right,
you start up a different thing. And I don't know how come I made all that. I bet I couldn't make that no more.
You told me you weren't going to make any more of those because it made your head hurt.
Yeah, I ain't going to paint no more.
And James Register said you told him you made your head sweat.
Made it done something. I said, wasn't nothing. But it's pretty though.
I think it's pretty. I like it. And look, I have two more down here too that I like it. Now these two, I didn't buy these from you. I bought these from James Register. Mm-hmm. He bought them from you a long time ago, and then he sold them to me. This is one of them. You remember making that? He said you call that Fat Mary.
Who?
Fat Mary. Let me show you.
Yes.
See the bench?
Mm-hmm.
And that's her back, see? And her head and her feet.
Sure is a deep feet. And I just put all that on. I remember when I was doing that.
This, I think this one, and this one goes with it. This other one here, what did I do with it? Here it is. This one goes with it.
Yeah.
See the face? And he said you call that one the Flower Woman. The Star, yeah. The Star of Bethlehem and the Flower Woman.
Well, I name them all.
Right. But and you must have made these about the same time because you used the same kind of
yeah,
brush.
Yeah, I made them about the same yeah. time. I knew it.
How'd you do that? Did you do that with a brush or with your hand?
With a brush.
With a brush. I thought maybe you might have taken your finger, man. Uh-uh.
I just think about, you know, if you think about doing something, you can do it with a brush easy.
Mm-hmm. And I like it.
And it'd be different.
I like your colors in these.
Yeah, different.
I think it's really, I think these are two of my very favorite ones. I'm so glad he let me buy them from him. These are hanging.
He had some of them. I bought
a lot from him.
I don't know what he done with all of them.
I keep these two hanging in my living room.
Uh-huh. I like them myself. I wish I had it. No.
I ain't going to give them back to you. I like them too much. But I wanted to ask you something about this, that one I bought from you here, though. This first one right here. Right here. Which was that one that I got from your house. I've been saving things out of the newspaper that people write about you all these years. I've been cutting them out, putting them away. So I've been putting them in scrapbooks. I'm going to bring you down and show you those scrapbooks. Well, I tell you what, when Tommy has your birthday party, I'll come get you and we'll go by my house and I'll show you all my scrapbooks. And I want you to see that quilt, too, that we were talking about last Sunday. But anyway, one of these stories that was in the newspaper that James Register wrote was about those kind of paintings over there. And he said that the way you got started doing those was that he took some paper and cut it out and pasted it on a picture and brought it down and you'd try to paint it. Do you remember that?
I don't remember, but I must have done it. Been a long time. I know I must have tried because yeah. I tried everything.
Because now that was a lot of trouble and that took a lot of time to
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, and I did too. And I just had so much of patience, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta have patience to paint.
Yeah.
You don't.
And you need, I guess, more here than usual. I've got two more, three more. I had three more like this. Not just like that, but that kind.
He had his house full of them things.
Mm-hmm. And I got that one from you. But the others that I've got like that, I bought from him. I don't know why he sold all those pictures.
I don't know. I don't know. Because I went to his house and looked at them all. He had a nice room for them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. His wife stayed sick so much and kept him all worried out. But he had enough of them pictures. He done sold them all.
Yeah, I think he sold them all. I really think he has, because I bought a lot from him.
Because I beat out from him, I bought some from him.
I bought, I guess, 6 or 8 from him at different times, maybe more than that. Does he ever come down here anymore?
Who?
James Register.
No, he called me for the first time about a week ago. And I wasn't here. I went to the store. He called Jack, and Jack talked with him. He said he's going to come see us pretty soon, but he ain't never come here.
Nobody ever sees him anymore.
Well, I ain't saw him neither.
You know, he doesn't go to Francois's anymore.
No.
He quit going there about a year ago.
Yeah.
And Francois hadn't heard a word from him.
And he called me for the first time, been a whole year. And I saw him in the doctor's office getting medicine one time since then. So I ain't saw him no more. He been so sick. I don't know how he is. But he called here about 3 weeks ago and said he's coming pretty soon, but I'm sorry
you didn't get to talk to him. I haven't seen him, I hadn't heard anything from him, and nobody else has either.
Well, that ain't that for going out to that.
Yeah, he's got a house in there. His wife died, you know.
I know, and he sold his and what he was in.
Yeah, I bought another.
He must have bought a smaller one.
I know
about
where.
But that was a big house.
Yeah. Well, I worry about him because he's all by himself and he must not.
Sure, if I don't know where he was when I passed there, I don't know if I passed there often. Now go to town, I sure would turn him there and see, but I don't know. Why is that? I know he ain't that orchard, but why? I don't know.
Well, I hate to think about anybody by themselves and sick, you know, and
You know when we heard the ambulance?
Yeah, last Sunday? What was that?
That was a Randolph John.
Is that who that was? Uh-huh. And he died.
Yeah.
I saw that in the paper. Uh-huh.
And yesterday, I believe it was yesterday after that.
Who?
Half of Lawrence stayed on there.
I don't know him.
He died too. They ain't buried him yet because they don't bury no Catholic on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Not yet. So he died too. And another man, they wake him last night right here at this church. They call him, what Mr. Francois said they call him? Call him Jack. But he colored, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Call him Jack. I told Mr. Francois, I ain't know him, but they waked him there last night and they buried him there today. He died in Natchitoches Hospital, I believe. He belonged to Yana, you know. In Natchitoches, that's all. The people just are dying.
Someone was telling me yesterday that the hospital's full and you can't get a room. And somebody's child was sick they had to take the child to Shreveport to get him in the hospital because this one was full. So many people with flu and pneumonia and all kinds of infected lungs, you know, and all that stuff.
They sure going away fast, I can tell you that. You've been bearing almost every day. But you're going when your time comes.
Yeah, I guess so.
As long as it don't come, you ain't going because half of had been in that bed about 4 years, 4 or 5 years, sick to his house.
Mm-hmm.
And he just died this week there. He been in the bed.
Well, I'm glad you don't see any more people than you do, because if there were a lot of people in here, you might be catching colds and flu and all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't have nobody. Nobody don't mess with me since I took my sign down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got no sign out.
I know you don't. What'd you do with that sign?
That sign, Dr. Bailey had it, I believe. Got it on their house.
No,
she got it, I believe.
Who?
Dr. Tanyan. Dr. Watson.
Oh.
She got it. She just got put on the house when
they move it.
When they move it.
Right. Listen, Francois was telling me today, I asked you down here one day about where you lived before you lived in that house down there? That she, you know, that you had to sign on? Francois was telling me today that you used to live in a house down past the big house.
Below the spillway, yeah.
Right.
You don't want to know where it
is. Where is that house?
Down below the spillway.
Yeah. Is that house still down there?
Mm-hmm. I think it's got a schoolhouse. They teach Sunday school there on Sunday.
Is it by a church or something?
Mm-hmm.
Who teaches Sunday school?
Abba Reed.
Who is that?
He used to teach school here at St. Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
He got school there every Sunday.
Church school?
Mm-hmm. Must be church school, Baptist school.
What kind of, is the house in pretty good shape?
Oh yeah, they fixed it.
Nobody lives in it?
Uh-uh. It's just a schoolhouse. They just have school in it. Clean it up and have school, you know.
Mm-hmm. Who owns that house?
Them people. It's all of them. People there, that's their house.
The people at Old Melrose?
Uh-huh. That big place.
That's the house you started painting in, isn't it?
Let me see.
Where'd you live when you first started painting?
There, in the house.
That's what Francois said.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where that house is.
The house right on.
If I left here and went to Melrose.
The house on the field.
Which side would it be on?
On the field side.
On the field side.
Uh-huh.
How far down the road is it past the barn? You know the barn on Melrose? Or the big house? How far down the road is it?
Oh, that's... You know what? Noble Moore is there.
Mm-hmm.
Noble.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the spillway is?
Mm-hmm.
What the second house?
Second house.
The first house on the other side of the spillway. That's it.
I may ride down there when I leave here. See if I can find it.
Let me see. The first house is Rita's house, the second house. On the other side of the spillway, the second house. That's it.
How big is it?
It's a little house, shotgun house. Little house.
Same size as that one you did live in?
Yeah, what do you say?
Mm-hmm. I never did know which house you lived in, Dan.
Well, I sure lived in here. Man died in here. My husband.
Mm-hmm.
He died in there. In that house.
Who fixed it up for Sunday school?
Them people down there fixed it up. I mean, them colored folk down there fixed it up. Edward's daughter teach there too. They got it cleaned up pretty good. I went back to the school, but Dolores lived close there.
Mm-hmm.
Next house from there, Dolores.
Well, how long has it been fixed up for a school?
Oh, it's been a school pretty good. Good while since nobody wouldn't be in it.
Mm-hmm.
It'd been in school.
Anybody live in it after you and Manny?
Mm-hmm. No, nobody did live.
Mm-hmm.
So, Wade, Mr. Wade got it for him to teach school in on a Sunday. Teach the children on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday school. They used to go out there to St. Augustine. But like when it's bad, they can't go, so he teaches them.
Mm-hmm.
And the children. Don't have to walk so far.
What kind of Sunday school? Is that Baptist or Catholic Sunday school? Or
Baptist.
What? Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
Well. Anything been going on?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else been going on?
Mm-hmm. Not as I know.
Every time I look at that dog, that Tiny, I think about what you told me. What did you tell me about that dog?
What I said about Tiny.
About his fleas?
No. They ain't got no fleas now.
Hadn't?
I believe they make them own fleas. Create their own fleas, I believe.
That's what you tell me. You say he never did go outside.
No, he ain't. Don't go out there to get no fleas.
Mm-hmm. He is such a funny looking little dog with that dark ring around his eyes.
Yeah.
Looks like an old man.
He ain't like my other kind. He's good though. He got evil sense.
I still miss old Trixie.
Huh?
I say, I still miss Trixie.
Yeah.
Where'd you bury it? Oh, Trixie died at the vet's though, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess he buried it.
Yeah, he's buried.
Mm-hmm.
When I was fixing those scrapbooks this morning, there's a picture in there of you holding Trixie in your lap that James Rester took.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent me a picture of it. I put that in the scrapbook, too.
I sure miss my dog, though. I sure wanted my dog.
Yeah, that little old Trixie was a good little dog. He was a good little dog. I still got my three.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting old.
Yeah. How long does that dog live?
Oh, some dogs live 14, 15 years. These little dogs are... Well, the oldest one will be 10 this summer, and the others are 9. But the oldest one, the mama dog, you know, Trixie's mom. I think I told you Dr. Wooster said she had a bad heart.
Mm-hmm.
He told me that about 6 months ago. He said she's gone, you know, sooner or later she's gone. He says she's going to die. And every time I leave, I look at her thinking maybe she, you know, may not be there when I get home. And when I get home, I'm always glad to see her. You know what that dog of yours just did? Mm-hmm. He must hide food over there under that table.
Yeah, under that table.
Because he'd been over there digging around and he came out, he got something, he just ate it.
Yeah, he had it. Sometimes he put he get a little bone out there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he come twisting his tail and put it somewhere. And before I go to bed at night, he go under there and get it. He don't make no mess though. He ain't too nasty, you know.
No.
And he come here and sit down there and look at me. I say, what you looking at me for?
But does he hide him anywhere but over there? Is that
just there.
That's his hiding place, right on that table.
Right there.
Well, he was just scratching around up there a while ago.
He got something there, that's when he scratched.
Well, he just got it, and he just ate it, whatever it was.
And at night, he sleep in the other room. You know, they got one of them things in there that would warm him up.
Right, that vent.
Yeah, and he'd go in there.
He doesn't sleep in the bed with you?
Uh-uh.
I thought he slept in the bed with you.
Mm-mm, he sleep in the room over there.
He's got his own room.
Yeah. And then he called me in the morning to open the door.
You shut him up in there?
Yeah, I shut him up because I'm scared. He'd be running all about you in the night, you know. And I shut the door when he go in there. He don't come out. He don't want to come out. Tell him the morning.
How's he call you?
Huh?
How does he call you?
Bark.
Bark?
To come open the door.
You still sleeping late in the morning?
Huh?
What time you go to bed at night?
Just sometimes I sit up here and it's just 11 o'clock. Sometimes 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
Just sit there looking.
Watching TV?
Mm-hmm. Don't have no company, nothing. I just sit there. Sometimes I sit there and drop off to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Then wake up and say my prayers and go to bed.
What time you get up in the morning usually?
About 8.
I thought you slept later than that.
Mm-mm, I used to sleep late, but I don't sleep late no more.
Do you still paint at night, Clementine, mm-hmm. or you paint in the daytime?
I don't paint at night no more.
You quit that?
Yeah.
That's probably why you were sleeping late in the mornings when you were painting
at
night.
Yeah, because I'd drop off to sleep, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'd wake up early, but I'd stay in the bed and go back to sleep. I'd wake up early, but I'd go back to sleep. But now I don't paint at night. Since I moved here, I don't paint at night at all.
Why'd you stop?
I just stopped. Just said, sure, that was enough in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't paint at night.
You can see better in the daytime too, can't you?
Yeah,
the
I see better, but I paint just as good at night as I do in the day.
I didn't know you had that little room in there, set up like a little studio, and that's really nice.
That's my small room. That's my bedroom.
You sleep in there, too?
I ain't slept in there yet, because I said somebody come open this door and go way back in yonder.
Uh-uh. Where you sleep?
In there.
In that first room? And you put Tiny in the second one?
Sometimes I sleep in there, on that.
In here on the couch?
Most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I sleep in there, and Tiny be in there.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know where I'd be at night.
You're scared. Surprise him, huh?
Yeah.
Are you scared to stay by yourself?
I don't be scared. I can stay somewhere by myself.
Mm.
I don't be scared. But I wasn't so brave when I first, you know, moved here because I wasn't used to it.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't so brave. No, it's all right. What you looking at me for? Huh?
That's your friend.
And he got funny gun.
That's your buddy. Does he ever get in your lap?
Sometimes.
Mm. That's probably what he wants now.
No, he just looking, taking. I don't know what he taking. He had a big dog.
Those ears are straight up. Clementina, your eyes as good as they used to be. Do you wear glasses?
I wear glasses sometimes. No, it ain't good as it used to be. But my eyes still good yet.
I thought so.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wear your glasses to paint?
I don't wear no glasses to paint.
When you wear your glasses?
When I go somewhere and someday, when I paint in the sun, when it's warm and the sun's shining somewhat, and it's kind of hurt my eye, and I wear. And when I used to paint at night, when I wear at night. And when I first got that TV there, I wear them because I was scared it hurt my eye, you know, because I know what use of them come. But it didn't done that. I can't wear much glasses no more.
And you can still hear as good as you always could,
same,
can't you?
Same thing. Same thing.
Well, you're lucky.
Yeah, because some people can't hear nothing.
Francois, he just doesn't see anything much at all. And his hearing's terrible. I just have to get right up in his face and just
kind of
yell
at him. Well,
yeah,
he's been like that a good while. He's been like that a long time.
Now, he can hear me on the telephone just fine. But when I go down there and sit down, you know, and talk to him like I'm talking to you, I've got to pull a chair right up where my knees almost touch his, you know, and talk real loud right in his face for him to hear me. And I don't know how much he sees. He gets around his house pretty good and gets up, and he always walks out to the car with me. But he can't see the handle on the door because he feels around trying to find it, you know.
He can see.
And he'll open the car door for me, and then he stands there, and when I drive off, he's standing in the front yard waving goodbye, you know.
Yeah, he ain't been seen. Mm-hmm. Mr. Francois couldn't see nothing when he come there. I'm the one showing Mr. Francois around in that yard.
He said today that he came there in 1938, and that's when he first saw you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was in 1938.
That's when he came there, yeah.
He still feels bad about, he thinks that he didn't get to take all of his things when he left Melrose.
Well, they took all his things. The other people took them. Them, not the other people. The home people.
He feels bad.
And Mr. Francois had some things there for another man that come with him, mm-hmm. you know. So they took all that, got all that.
Well, he was talking about that today. He said that if it just been his things, it wouldn't have been so bad. But he said they took, you know, this other person's
things. Yeah, he took that man. The man had nice shoes. The man had some good things. Mm-hmm. But they had never unwrapped them, you know. They just mm-hmm. kept him there thinking he was coming because he said he was coming, but he never did come back.
He was talking about some paintings that you had done that he had that they took and sold.
Yeah, they took them.
In fact, he did something today I've never seen him do before. When he started talking to me about it, he got tears in his eyes.
Yeah, because he hated that, because he didn't want, Mr. Francois didn't want to leave from there. Mm-mm. He could die right there.
He'd like to be back there right now.
Yeah, and I don't know how come they, Mr. Francois, well, they didn't have nobody to cook for him. Nobody wasn't there no more but him.
He couldn't have stayed without somebody to take care of him. But of course, they did him so bad, they just put him out of the house, you know.
And they took everything. But dang, I have good luck, though. No, dang, I have good luck. That ring sister, Regina, I said about that. Laying down last night, I said, anybody do wrong, they can get off at it, but that ain't gonna last all the way. They're paying for that, what they done. They're paying for it.
Well,
people that pay for what they do, and they ain't got no how to come by. They got to pay for it.
I think you're right. I believe so, too.
Yes. And when God puts you down on your bed a long time, you're paying for something wrong you done.
Well, he never has gotten over that, and I don't blame him.
He ain't gonna get over it.
He told me today, he said, I've forgiven him, but he said, I'm still hurt. And that's when he got big old tears in his eyes.
And then sister had brass enough to go yonder and see Mr. Francois. And Mr. Francois don't be want to see her at all. Because she don't want to. She's something else, you see, mm-hmm. She don't know if I'm like that. I know. She don't like none of her people. She don't like none of her brothers or nobody. Nothing. Nobody. Just me. I can set her down straight when she come in. I can fix her all good.
Well, I think he blames her and then, what's the other one's name? Pat's daddy.
Pat. Joe?
Joe.
Joe don't like her.
Yeah, well, Francois says it's Joe and little Cammy that put him out of the house.
Yeah, because Cammy and Joe ain't was nothing.
And kept him from taking his things.
Yeah, because it was his.
You think you got something hidden under that chair?
He sure ain't got nothing under that, huh?
you looking? You trying to find something? What you feed him?
I feed him does anything I eat. You know I ain't got nothing to chew.
I bet mine are hungry right now. They know when it's 5 o'clock, that mama dog of mine, when it gets nearly 5 o'clock, she goes and sits in the hall by the closet where the dog food is.
What for to eat?
She just sits there. She never sits there any other time. I feed them twice a day. I feed them in the morning. I don't give them much, but I give them a little something in the morning. And then I feed them about 5 o'clock in the afternoon if I'm home. And when I get up in the morning, I let them out, and then she comes back, and she sits there by that closet door until I feed them. And then she goes on, and she sleeps in her bed the rest of the day. But when it gets about this time of the day, about 5 o'clock, she's going to go sit in front of that closet. When she gets hungry, she goes and sits there. So I know when it's time to feed her, even if I didn't know what time it was. Now, the other two don't do that. You know, they'll eat when I feed them, but they don't go sit there. And, you know, she's sitting there looking at me saying, feed me. The others don't do that.
You got a lot of sense.
Yeah, that she's the smartest dog I got. Mm-hmm. She really is. Did you find something else to eat?
She think you find something to eat?
Chewing on something. You chewing on something. I haven't got anything. No, Tiny, I don't have anything to eat. Oh, I didn't tell you. Oh, you silly thing. I don't have anything. No. Talk to him. Yeah, talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him.
You might have another pretty day tomorrow, maybe.
Talk to him. Yeah, and I'm going to have to go. I got to go home. Pack my suitcase tonight.
And go tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to go in the morning. I'm going to go to church. And then as soon as church is over, I'm going to go. And I'll be back. I'm going with a friend, June Downey, and we're going to go down in 2 cars to Alexandria, and I'm going to leave my car there at a friend's house and get in the car with her and go on to Morgan City. And then when I come back Wednesday, I'll get my car, and she's coming on home, and I've got to stay in Ellick and teach those classes Wednesday afternoon. So I won't be home until about 9 o'clock Wednesday night. And then Thursday, I have to go up to Minden, visit the school board office up there and visit in one of the schools. So I really probably won't settle down again until next Friday.
You have people running around?
I do. I stay in the road all the time. I get tired of it, too. Mm-hmm. Somebody said the other day, talking about getting sick. I said, I know I'm getting sick. I'm probably going to end up getting killed in a car wreck or hurt or something as much as I stay in the road.
Yeah.
But I just drive carefully and hope nothing happens. But anyway, if nothing happens, I'll be back next Sunday. Maybe have my picture ready by then. Well, let me get all these things.